This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lin Mark, Wang Xiaoning and Roshan Kanison. Now, it's 7:34 in the morning of Friday, the 20th of December, which means in about half an hour, we're going to be having the breakfast grill where Xiaoning, you'll be speaking with two people, Donald Hannah, chief economist at CIMB Group, and Jayant Menon, lead economist at the Asian Development Bank.
Yeah, well, this year, the headline has to be U.S.-China trade war. It's been everywhere, right? So I'm going to have a conversation with these two gentlemen to talk about how ASEAN should respond to this U.S.-China trade war and global growth, which has been slowing, and also just discuss whether this block of 10 countries is effective, because, you know, there's always this discussion about the ASEAN way.
Interesting. So that's a conversation that's going to be happening after the 8 o'clock news. So be sure to stay tuned. In the meantime, though, we do have some international news for you, because yesterday, U.S. President Donald Trump became only the third U.S. president to be impeached after the House of Representatives charged him for abuse of power and obstruction of Congress following a hyper-partisan debate and vote.
I think he's also the first president to be impeached in his first term. I think someone needs to confirm me on that, but I'm pretty sure that's correct. The vote took place after 10 hours of debate. 10 hours. The first charge of abuse passed by 230 votes to 197. The second charge of obstruction of Congress passed by 229 votes. So about roughly the same, but highly partisan.
So for more on this morning, we have on the line with us Mark J. Rozelle, Dean of the Shaw School of Policy and Government at George Mason University. Thank you very much for joining us, Mark. So tell us, what is the reaction from the American public over the impeachment of President Trump?
Right. The reaction actually is quite muted at this point, which is really surprising, because impeaching a president is a major, major historical event. Only has happened three times in the nation's history, but many Americans have not reacted very strongly to this impeachment. There are, of course, people who are lined up on each side in a partisan sense, in favor or against the impeachment, but it just doesn't seem to have the very vast historical weight to it in the mind of the public right now. And, perhaps because of all the intensified partisanship in this country since the election of Mr. Trump. In an odd way, it almost seems like an ordinary day in American politics, the day that the president was impeached. Really hard to imagine that ever would have happened.
And Mark, what happens next? When can we expect a Senate trial, and how long will it go on for?
Those are difficult questions to answer, frankly, because there is some discussion about whether the House of Representatives even will forward articles of impeachment to the Senate. They are not required to do so. And that would be as though the House simply said, we've impeached, but we don't think the Senate should conduct a so-called trial, given the fact that the Republican majority members have made it quite clear that they've already made up their mind on the matter, and they are not going to vote to remove the president from office. But if this does go to trial in the Senate, it would happen presumably sometime in January, and at the latest February. An impeachment trial could go on for quite a while, but I think the Republican majority would expedite this process, and it would probably not go on more than several days, a couple of weeks before its conclusion. It might even go more quickly than that, and it will result in an acquittal by the Senate. We all know that's the case.
Now, President Trump has boasted of unwavering Republican support, saying that the party has never been so united. Is this a true assessment of the situation currently?
The Republican Party base voters are strongly behind this president, and the Republican elected members of the Congress are also very strongly behind the president. This impeachment vote was strictly on party lines. You had almost no members crossing to the other side on this vote. It was entirely a one-party vote in favor of impeachment by the opposition party, the Democrats. So in that sense, the president is correct that the Republicans are united in support of the president and in opposition to this impeachment.
Now, Mark, as you said, this vote was very much one drawn along party lines. But how is this actually going to affect the Democratic Party? Will it help or harm them? Or if have they effectively just shot themselves in the foot, considering that if this does go to the Senate for a trial, as you said, it's unlikely to actually continue?
I think, quite frankly, the irony here is that the Democrats acted on the basis of what they believe the Constitution requires. They did what they believe is the right thing to do without regard to the politics of the situation. And ultimately, politically, it's not going to help them for having taken what they consider to be this principled stand based on constitutional, not political standards. And the reason is that those who dislike this president, mostly Democrats and many independents, they've made up their minds. And the impeachment has not done anything to grow opposition to this president. And in fact, in the past few or several weeks, the polling data show that the president's support has inched up marginally, and opposition to impeachment also has gone up marginally. But I do believe that the Republican base, the core voters of the GOP that supports this president, they're angry and they're intensely motivated to express their viewpoint that this was a partisan charade. It never should have happened. I think it's probably, in an ironic sense, going to help the president in his reelection campaign next year.
Now, if not impeachment, what could harm Trump's chances at reelection next year?
The economy. I think everything comes down in the United States ultimately to the economy when a president is running for reelection. The historical data show very clearly that the state of the economy has an enormous impact on first-term presidents running for re-election. The American economy right now is very strong. The data show that unemployment's extremely low, inflation's very low. People are generally optimistic about their economic future, which is always a very telltale sign as to whether a president is likely to be re-elected. If the economy were to slow down and go into recession, as some economists are predicting, sometime later next year as we get closer to Election Day, that could change the political calculation severely for the president.
Thank you very much, Mark, for joining us this morning. And that was Mark Rozelle, Dean at the Shaw School of Policy and Government at George Mason University. What a fascinating time to be alive, guys. We're watching only the third ever impeachment of a US president. And it's so interesting because Mark basically laid it out that even though this is constitutionally perhaps the right move, or at least that's what the Democrats believe, it's unlikely to actually help them because, as he said, you know, I guess it really just has ramped up or given strength to those who already support Donald Trump.
And this is why Nancy Pelosi was very hesitant during the Robert Mueller report to pursue this line of inquiry. But I guess this was a point where they felt they couldn't stand by and watch. But, you know, talking about fascinating, it just seems like, as George said, like it's like Mark said, it's just a regular day now, right? An ordinary day in America, the president gets impeached.
Well, the question is if he gets into the White House, we'll really have to look at how the economy is doing, right? That will be the big differentiator. And like what he said, you know, the economy is doing really well. Unemployment is at its 50-year low. GDP just third quarter is 2.1%. For a large economy with 300 million people, 2% is not bad when you consider the rest of the world, especially in Europe. They're in negative territory. Japan is barely not in a technical recession, and even in some Asian countries.
Germany also barely escaped a technical recession earlier this year. So it's everywhere else in the developed world is looks like it's stagnating. And the US at least is still charting that 2% growth.
Yeah, the only thing that might torpedo his chances of getting back into the White House could be if suddenly there are a lot of job cuts, right? That the economy suddenly comes crashing down, consumer demand comes down, consumer sentiment comes down. But look at how the equity markets have done in US. It's amazing. Because if we look at how the NASDAQ's up 30%, S&P 500 close to 27% year to date, Dow Jones is up 20%. It's been a stellar market in the US.
This time last year, we were saying the complete opposite because markets were correcting at that point.
Yeah.
And then I think from Christmas Eve onwards, the markets just went on a rally from there on.
A lot to do with the Fed's taking 3 insurance cuts for 2019. But if there are no insurance cuts in 2020, it's a new whole, a new ball game, I guess.
And the election is at the end of 2020. So 11 months is a long time for things to change in politics. But I did find it interesting, the point that Mark brought up, which was that there's actually no guarantee that the House of Representatives will forward the articles of impeachment to the Senate, because everyone knows that going into a Senate trial is basically that's where this whole process is going to end, because the Senate is a Republican majority. So really, what's the point other than to continue the constitutional process, right?
Yeah, because they're not going to cross party lines, right? If anything, this has just really shown how divided America is, even in the House of Representatives and in the Senate.
And the increasing support for Trump has also shown that the Democrats aren't really winning any political points for this. So what would be the advantage then for them to continue this whole shebang?
I guess it would have to be, if they go there, it would be about disclosing more information and trying to get more witnesses in. But Mitch McConnell has, I think, put his foot down there that no more witnesses will come forward. And it's just the way it is right now. The partisanship is like that.
Yes, it's going to be one of the things to watch as we head into 2020. But right now we are heading into a few messages first, and then we'll be speaking with Al Jaffrey Mohamed Yusuf, film director and founder of community film Titi Wangsa, on the local film industry. So be sure to stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.